This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Colorado lawmakers will hold a special session to try to close a $1 billion hole in the state budget. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
State economists project the shortfall this fiscal year largely because of President Trump's new federal tax law. Governor Jared Polis is asking lawmakers to dip into the state's reserve, cut spending, and eliminate some business tax breaks and credits.
Because of a single stroke of a pen, it costs the state $1.2 billion. And that's the entire reason. That's 100% of the reason that we now have this deficit that we need to address.
For Republicans, it's a case of you reap what you sow. They blame Democrats and say they've overspent and wasted funds on pet projects. They note the state will have to cut only 3% of a $44 billion budget. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
There's more on the upcoming special session a bit later in this hour. A $1 billion bond will head to Denver voters in November. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
The vibrant Denver bond would fund the maintenance of existing city infrastructure and new projects citywide. That would include $70 million for the first phase of a massive public park, $140 million to repair and redesign viaducts near the potential new site of a Broncos stadium, and almost $60 million to buy land for affordable housing. Denver faces a $250 million budget hole. With the bond, the city would take on nearly $1 billion in debt and pay nearly another $1 billion in interest. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Mesa County commissioners say they will sue the state and Colorado's attorney general over restrictions on law enforcement cooperation with immigration officers. The three commissioners voted Thursday to spend tax money on the lawsuit. The county's plan to sue the state comes after the state sued a Mesa County sheriff's deputy for sharing information that led ICE to detain a college student. It's 6 minutes after 8. This is CPR News.